Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele in studio. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, he's the publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated, Zach Nagy. Zach, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Zach, I've heard it from so many people, and so I'm going to ask you, you keeping up with it a little closer than I am during the football season because I got NFL to juggle. But from a high school standpoint, what is LSU looking at to bring in before the December signing day? Because, man, they've done a great job so far in getting the commitments. Now, that commitment is about as worthless as the piece of paper that it's not written on. But your thoughts on what else is LSU looking to bring in, and maybe a couple names?
Yeah, look, Mike, first, I appreciate you for having me back on here. And second of all, they've assembled the top five recruiting class in America. They've pieced together a haul with over 25 pledges to this point, and they've been dominating the recruiting trail. They've been getting visitors in town, whether it's game days, et cetera. Even on the bye week, you saw them bring in a lot of guys to come in and check out campus. So from a recruiting perspective, they're doing a fantastic, fantastic job. The one name is Jakeem Stewart, and that's the major headliner here, yep, remaining in the 2025 recruiting class. And Stewart's a player who was in the 2026 class, ultimately reclassified to 2025. But prior to reclassifying, he was the number one player in America. This is a program-changing, generational-type player that LSU's rolling out the red carpet for. And he'll be in town this weekend in Baton Rouge for an official visit. He's checking out LSU. He's checked out USC, Oregon, Ohio State, you name it. He's got the top programs in the country certainly on his radar. So he's a player that LSU's going for. He's a boot boy. He's a guy from Louisiana. So they're going to continue to turn up the heat for him. And then they'll continue working through a couple of senior evals before the time's done, before that early signing period, the first week of December. So if you're looking for a name, it's Jakeem Stewart. That's the guy that they're really rolling out the red carpet for and really hoping to get done by the time the early signing period comes along.
Zach, I saw him at Louisiana Lion Camp. He was a man amongst boys. I mean, he is. Now, again, I think you're going to have somebody press the right buttons with him. But, man, is he immensely physically gifted. Good gracious. A guy that young, and yet he's built the way he is.
Yeah, you're looking at a guy, he's 6'6", 270 pounds, and he's going ahead and skipping his senior year. So it's been an interesting recruiting process for him. He was ineligible his freshman year at St. Augustine, dominated his sophomore campaign, 20 sacks, significant number of tackles for loss, et cetera. This is a guy who dominated his sophomore campaign, and then he elected to make the decision to reclassify. It seemed like St. Augustine wasn't quite going down that path for him, so he made the decision to transfer to Edna Carr. He's ineligible this year for his junior campaign, and then he's going to make a decision the first week of December to go to another program, so he's going to bypass his senior year. It's an interesting recruitment, but certainly one that a lot of programs are preparing to roll the carpet out for. Small sample size, but like you said, when you have a guy 6'6", 270 at that age, it's hard not to want to continue pushing for him down the stretch, and LSU is going to do just that, headlined by Frank Wilson at the helm of his recruitment.
Zach, when watching LSU all year, I think this team plays a lot better when C.J. Daniels is on the field. He can work that short intermediate area very well. He's sure-handed, and you know he's never going to see double coverage because they sort of bracket Kyron Lacy so much, and Aaron Anderson has really come through for him big. But I think maybe the most valuable guy has been C.J. Daniels because of what he does. He does a lot of dirty work, and when he wasn't there, the offense didn't run as well.
I think it's a fantastic point, Mike, just because the dirty work, emphasis on that. He's not a guy who's come out here and made the impact in the receiving game that a lot of people might have expected coming off of a 1,000-yard-plus season at Liberty, double-digit touchdown. He obviously did a lot in the receiving game for the men, but he's been doing the dirty work, Mike. He's been doing a lot of blocking. He's a guy that this team can fall back on in the huddle when need be. He's experienced. He's a veteran. He's a player that the program really, really thinks highly of, and the goal is obviously to have him out there come Saturday night at a full capacity. He's been battling a lower body injury. He was questionable leading up to Texas A&M, gave it a go for the first half, ultimately couldn't play in the second half just because that injury was lingering a little bit more. So the hope is that he works through the bye week, built his body back up, continues doing that this week, and we'll be good to go for this weekend against Alabama. But like you said, he's about as valuable as it gets for the offense and Garrett Nussmeier.
With Dellinger down, give everybody in the listening audience a little bit of a bio on his replacement. And the one thing with Dellinger, man, he's moved all across the board. He came in as a tackle. They put him at guard. And then I remember Coach Kelly coming on with us, and he was like, Mike, I'm going to try him at center. And then they switched him back out to the guard position. So give us a little bit of a bio on his replacement.
Yeah, look, Mike, you and I talked a couple months back, and you kept instilling in me the fact that your backup linemen have to be as good as your starters because in due time, one of them will go down with an injury. Here we are. Garrett Dellinger's out this weekend. He underwent that tightrope surgery on his ankle. The hope is that he'll be back next weekend against Florida. But a little bit of a look into his replacement, Paul Mabanga. He's a beast. I mean, he's a 6'5", 315-pound offensive lineman, redshirt freshman, so he's not necessarily as experienced as you may like. But he entered the fold in a really nice way in College Station, and he's been playing some good ball his entire career. He's a Georgia native, played against some really good talent out there, made the move to commit to LSU over Georgia and other programs, redshirted in year one, fast forward to year two, and he's making an impact. And Brad Davis and his coaching staff have really talked highly of what he provides this team. Now he's going to get his first SEC start. We'll see what he can do, but you have a 6'5", 6'6", 315-pound menace ready to make an impact for this team.
I hope he can run block. I know he can pass block. Man, because I see him now come out. They know how to pass protect. My thing is move somebody off the line of scrimmage. They're not great at that. Give us your two biggest keys to victory for LSU if they defeat Alabama.
Yeah, look, I'll pick one on both sides of the ball for you. And for me, I'm going to steer a little bit away from the Jalen Milroe aspect of things. Obviously, this is a guy who's going to come out and click on all cylinders. He's a player who can kill you with his legs, with his arm, one of the top dual-threat signal callers in America. But you got to limit him on first down specifically. You got to stay in front of the chains if you're the LSU defense. You can't let them get second and short, third and short. You got to limit him in that aspect there. So for me, when I'm looking at the LSU defense, it's containing him, but specifically on first down. And then fast forward to the other side of the ball. Like I've been saying this for weeks now, I feel like you just got to diversify the playbook. You have to get the running game, the rushing attack in the mix. you said just a second ago when referencing Paul Mbanga and hoping that he can run block. We know they can pass block. We know that they can give Nussmeier time in the pocket. It's just about diversifying the playbook, getting the run game going, and not falling back on Garrett Nussmeier so much. It's tough when you have a quarterback throwing the ball 50 times.
Can't work.
In due time, something is going to happen that doesn't favor the team. We saw that in College Station with a couple of questionable decisions. Fast forward to this week against Bama. You want to hope that you can take the weight off of his shoulders a little bit, add the rushing attack. And even if it's not just handing off in the backfield, Mike, it's about finding extensions of the run game, whether it's checkdowns to Caden Durham in open space, a little shuffle pass or two to Aaron Anderson, Xavion Thomas. Get extensions of the run game going. Take the weight off Nussmeier's back. To me, that's about as critical of a key to victory as it gets.
Zach, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Always great insights, buddy. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All righty. Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.